what you're looking for.
如果这个对象他是有显赫的家世，他出自于豪门望族。
What if the guy come from an outstanding family?
并且他的外表亮丽，英俊潇洒。
And very handsome, impressive look.
我不知道这样的话能够达到你的要求。
So will that satisfy you?
不但如此，这位男士呢，他是一个认真负责、责任感很重的人。
And also he's very responsible.
并且他也是一个体贴、关心、处处为别人着想。
And thoughtful.
并且他也会尊重礼仪、遵守礼节。
And then he's very respectful.
不但如此，他对别人呢，他能够接纳正言，听得下别人的建议。
And not only such, he also can accept advices from other people.
他也是一位谦虚卑微、虚怀若谷的人。
And humble.
不但如此，最后他还是一位温柔顺服，能够。And
also not all that, and he's also gentle and obedient.
会不会当中我们有一些？ 太太们觉得我那时候怎么没有注意到应该有这些条件来平衡我的丈夫呢？
So is there some married ladies kind of regret why I wasn't looking for all this when I'm looking for spouse?
这样的人容易找吗？
Is that easy to find such person?
还好。我们当中的这个还没有结婚的男士们，你觉得这几个条件对你来讲容易吗？
So how about all the unmarried men among us? Do you think it's possible for you to be like that?
我相信有这么多的条件在一个男孩子的身上的话，应该是很值得羡慕的。
So I think it's really outstanding if a man have all these characters.
我们今天的信息的题目是上帝的引导。
Our today's message is God's guidance.
我们要借着圣经来了解一些的事情。
So we're going to learn something through the first Samuel.
如果你注意看今天我刚才所提的这个八个这么优越条件的，这些条件就集中在一个人的身上。
So let's learn that all these characters, these eight wonderful characters, are all happened to one person.
在圣经的撒母耳记上第九章记载说，有一个便雅悯人名叫基士，他是一个显赫的家族。
So we learn from 1 Samuel 9, there was a Benjamite. The man of standing, whose name was Kish.
他有一个儿子名叫扫罗，他长得又健壮又俊美。And
he had a son named Saul, an impressive young man.
在以色列人中没有一个能够比他的，他的身体比众民把比多所有的人都高过一个头。他有很亮丽的外表。And
this young man Saul, without equal amount. Among the Israelites, a head taller than any of the others.
有一天，他的父亲扫罗的父亲基士丢了几头驴子，他就对扫罗说：“你带一个仆人出去找驴子。”So
now the donkeys belonging to Saul's father Kish were lost, and Kish said to his son Saul, "Take one of the servants with you and go and look for the donkeys."
所以扫罗就走过以法莲山地，又过了沙利沙地，都没有找到。
So they passed through the hill country of Ephraim and through the area around Shalisha.
又过了沙林地，驴也不在那里。But
they did not find them, and they went into the district of Shalim, but the donkeys were not there.
又过了便雅悯地，还是没有找着。And
then they passed through the territory of Benjamin, but they did not find them.
我们看这样一个简单的叙述，就看得出来扫罗这个人是一个非常认真负责任的人。So
we can see Saul as a person full of responsibilities.
我们不要忘记，他是来自一个很富有的家庭。
And let's don't forget that he come from a very wealthy family.
很富有的家庭丢掉几头驴子，有需要这么样的努力吗？
So let's think, do they really need to search that hard just a few donkeys get lost?
所以这个年轻人他是一个认真负责的人。
So we can see Saul, this young man, is very responsible.
结果他这样继续找，找到走到了苏弗地的时候呢，扫罗就跟着对他的仆人说：“哎呀，我们不如回去吧。” 恐怕我的父亲不为驴子担心，倒为我们担忧啊。So
when they reached the district of Zuf, Saul said to the servants who was with them, "Come, let's go back, or my father will stop thinking about the donkeys and start worrying about us."
你看他专心的要找驴子，
his responsibility is to search for the donkeys.
一村又过一村的找。
And then he went through all these areas to look for the donkeys.
你看他的心在哪里呢？
See where his heart is.
他会想到他爸爸。
And then he really want to serve his father.
我不知道我们当中的青年人，你离你们家三四个麦以后，你是不是已经把你爸爸忘了？
So let's think about the young man among us. When you're away from home, do you forget about your father?
但是他会想到说，哎呀，我爸爸会担心哎。
But this young man Saul actually thought, no, my father is going to worry about us.
这样的年轻人，他是体贴关心的，会体贴关心别人。
And then we can think Saul is very thoughtful.
这个时候，他的仆人就对他说，这城里有一个神人，是众人所尊重的，凡他所说的，全都应验。
So, but the servant replied, look in this town, there is a man of God. He's highly respected, and everything he says comes true.
所以他说，我们不如往他那里去，他可以将我们当走的路指示我们。
So he suggests, let's go there now. Perhaps he will tell us what way to take.
结果这个仆人，扫罗对他仆人说，那我们要去的话，可以送什么东西去呢？我们囊中的食物都已经吃完了，而且我们也没有礼物可以送，我们还有什么东西可以送呢？他是一个很尊重礼仪的人。
So and then Saul replied to his servant, "If we go, what can we give the man? The food in our sacks is gone, and we have no gift to take to the man of God." So we can see from here, Saul is very respectful.
你看看年轻人，有时候他要办他自己的事情的时候，他根本忘记了别人的需要，他只想我要的是什么而已。
But see, nowadays, some people, when they're doing things, they only think about themselves, not others.
或许他的思想里面就想，我要找驴子，那个人可以告诉我，我们就去找他。
So, and then it would just think, hey, we are looking for the donkey, and that man can tell us, let's go ask him.
最重要的就是我的问题，我的需要，能够解决，这是最重要的事情。
And the most important thing for me is to solve my problem.
有时候我们常常为了这样的方式呢，我们就忘记了应该有的礼貌。
So sometimes we're in such hurry, we forgot what we should do.
但是这个年轻人他没有，他会想到对待别人要有礼貌的。
But this Saul did not forget to be respectful.
所以这个仆人就回答扫罗说，我手里还有一点点的银子，我们可以送去给那个人，他可以指示我们当走的路。
So the servant answered him again, look, he said, I have a quarter of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God so that he will tell us what way to take.
第十节里面，扫罗这时候就对仆人说，你说的是，我们可以去。于是他们往神人所住的城里那里去。他听得下他仆人对他的证言，他的建议。
So then chapter 10, good, Saul said to his servant, come, let's go. So they set out for the town where the man of God was. And then through this verse, we can see he accepted the servant's advice.
我们知道一个年轻人年轻气盛啊，有时候听不下别人的建议。
So we can see a lot of young men, they're young and strong-headed, and then they cannot listen to other people take advices.
但是这一个年轻人，他听得下，而且他听他那个卑微仆人的意见。
But this Saul can actually listen to the servant's advice.
所以他们就进城上坡，爬坡上去要进城。这个时候在路上就遇见了几个少年的女子出来打水。
So as they were going up the hill to the town, they met some girls coming out to draw water.
他们问他说，仙剑在这里。
And then they asked them, is the seer here?
结果这个女子就回答说，在这里，她在你们前面，快去吧，因为她今日正在城里，百姓要在秋坛献祭。
So he is, they answered, he's ahead of you, hurry now, he has just come to our town today, for the people have a sacrifice at the high place.
那个时候的先知呢，是轮流到不同的城市去做献祭的事情。
So at that time, the seer go around the towns to do sacrifices.
所以正巧他们来到这个城的时候，刚好今天这个先知也来到这个城要献祭。
So it just happened the seer was here as they were here that day.
所以在他们还没有这个少女们就跟扫罗说。在这个先知还没有上秋坛吃祭物之前，你们一进城必遇见他，因为他没有他未到，百姓不能吃。
So as soon as you enter the town, you'll find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. The people will not begin eating until he comes.
大家都必须等到他献祭了以后呢，才能够吃。所以你们现在上去，这个时候一定会遇到他。
So because he must bless the sacrifice before everybody can eat.
所以 扫罗和他的仆人就上去进城的时候，撒母耳正迎着他们来，要上丘坛去献祭。
So when they went up to the town, and as they were entering it, there was Samuel coming towards them on his way up to the high place.
也就是说，这个地方扫罗跟他的仆人要来找驴子，走到了这个城里面来。在前一天的时候，他们要来到这个城前一天的时候，耶和华神已经对撒母耳说话了。
So as Saul were looking for the donkeys the day before they reached this town, Lord has already talked to Samuel.
上帝对撒母耳说，明天这个时候我定使一个人从便雅悯地来到你这里。
So the Lord said, about this time tomorrow, I'll send you a man from the land of Benjamin.
你要高他做我以色列百姓的君。
Anoint him leader over my people Israel.
他要救我的百姓脱离非利士人的手，因为我老百姓的哀声上达于我，我就眷顾他们。
He will deliver my people from the hands of Philistines. I have looked upon my people, for their cry has reached me.
所以事实上，上帝对撒母耳说，有一个人会从便雅悯地来到这里。
So actually, God already told Samuel there was a man is coming from Benjamin.
你要做的事情就是你把他膏抹。
And then you need to anoint him.
他将来要做我的百姓的君王。
And he will be the leader of my people Israel.
事实上，在这个时候，对撒母耳来讲的话，他不知道是谁。
So at that time, when Lord talked to Samuel, Samuel did not know who that man was.
但是神告诉他一件事情。
But God told him one thing.
说有一个人会从便雅悯地那个地方来。
Lord told him there will be a man coming from Benjamin.
所以事实上，上帝给他是一个很模糊的引导。
So God gave Samuel a not very clear guidance.
所以当撒母耳跟扫罗他们碰面的时候，
So when Samuel met Saul,
这个时候撒母耳看见扫罗的时候，耶和华这个时候才对他说，看啊，这个人就是我对你所说，他必治理我的民。
So when Samuel saw Saul, and then Lord told him, that's the man.
所以也就是说，当扫罗来到撒母耳的面前的时候，上帝才对撒母耳说，这个就是。
So when Saul came in front of Samuel, and that time the Lord told Samuel, "See, that's the man I was talking about."
那我们来看看这个扫罗呢？扫罗在城门里走到撒母耳的跟前，他说：“请告诉我先见的寓所在哪里？也就是说，先这个祭司在哪里呀？”
So Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and asked, "Could you tell me where the seer's house is?"
下面比较难翻哈，这里就有 一句话，对扫罗来讲的话，就是踏破啊，铁鞋啊，无处寻啊，得来全不费功夫。
So it's can't translate really directly, but it means he been Saul has been looking all over the place and couldn't find it, but now it's so easy, it's just come right in front of him.
如果好，接下来撒母耳就回答说：“我就是先见。”
And I am the seer, Samuel replied.
那也就是说，你要找的就是我。
So what means what you're looking for? I'm the man you're looking for.
所以在扫罗的心里一定说一句话，说：“哎呀，好巧啊！”
So in Saul's heart, would say, "Oh, what a coincidence!"
好，这时候撒母耳就对扫罗说：“你在我前面上丘坛去，因为你们今日必与我同席。”
So, Samuel said, "Go up ahead of me to the high place, for today you are to eat with me."
明天早晨我送你去，将你心里的事都告诉你。
And in the morning I'll let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart.
我们来想一想扫罗。
Let's think about Saul.
遇到这个人，他讲了这么多事情，好像他心里面的一些事情他都知道。
It feels like when he talks to Samuel, Samuel knows everything in his heart.
你有没有遇见过这样的人？
Have you ever met someone like that?
你们好像素未谋面，但是见了面以后，他可以讲出你心里面想要知道的事情。
It's like someone you have never met before, but when you met, he knows everything about you.
接下来，这个撒母耳再告诉扫罗说：“至于你前三日所丢的那几头驴，你心里不必挂念，已经找着了。”
So as for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them; they have been found.
如果你是扫罗，这句话厉害不厉害啊
？So if you're Saul, are you going to be surprised?
他讲说前三日。
Because Samuel told him for the last 3 days.
并且呢，他说你丢了几头驴。
And the donkeys you lost.
如果你真的是有这样的事情发生在你身上，结果有一个人遇到的时候就告诉你这样的事情，你的反应是什么呢
？So what gonna be our reaction if someone come to us and tell us all these things？
接下来，撒母耳又讲了一个他没有办法想象的事情。
And then Samuel said something that Saul would never even think about.
他说：“以色列众人所仰慕的是谁呢？不是仰慕你吗？和你父的全家吗
？”And Samuel said.And to whom is all the desire of Israel turned if it's not to you and all your father's family?
扫罗说，我不是以色列支派中最小的便雅悯支派吗？
But Saul answered, but am I not a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel?
我家不是便雅悯支派最小的家吗？
And is not my clan the least of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin?
你为什么对我说这样的话呢？
Why do you say such a thing to me?
看起来他是很谦虚很卑微的
It seemed like he's very humble.
不过我在想另外一个想法扫罗可能心里面在那里自己在那里默默的想
So maybe we can think Saul maybe was thinking in his heart
他心里面可能在嘀咕说怎么啊我就送了一点点的银子你就讲这么些好听舒服的话吗
He said why does this man just say all these nice things to me because of the quarter of a shekel of silver I gave him?
因为他叫他的仆人把银子送给那个先知撒母耳。
Because when they met Samuel, they gave him the gift.
我驴子我都管不住了。
He said, I can't even find the donkeys.
驴子都已经丢了。
And they were lost.
我拼命的找还找不到。
And I look everywhere, I couldn't find it.
还有谁会仰慕我跟我的家呢
？And who will have desires in me and my family?
不过他 表现出来是一个谦虚卑微的样子。
So what we see is he's very humble.
这个时候，撒母耳就领扫罗和他的仆人进到了客堂。
And then Samuel brought Saul and his servant into the hall.
不但领到客堂，而且请他们坐在客中最高的首位。
And seated them at the head of those who were invited.
其他这些都是有头有脸的社会的重要人物啊，三十多个人。
So let's think about the other 30 people that were invited. They're all pretty famous, important person.
我相信扫罗的心里面那个时候思想是在转得很快的。
So I think at that time, Saul was really thinking hard.
接下来，撒母耳对他的厨役说：“我交给你收存的那一份祭肉，现在可以拿来。”
Samuel said to the cook, "Bring the piece of meat I gave you, the one I told you to lay aside."
厨役就把那个收存的腿呢，就摆在扫罗面前。
So the cook took up the leg with what was on it and set it in front of Saul.
所以撒母耳说：“这是所留下放在你面前吃吧。”
And Samuel said, "This is what has been kept for you. Eat."
因为我邀请宾客来的时候，特地为你存留这份肉到现在，所以扫罗就与撒母耳同席。
And because it was set aside for you for this occasion from the time I said I have invited guests.And Saul dined with Samuel that day.
当他们吃完了以后呢，众人就从秋坛的下面，秋坛下就下来就进城。
So after they came down from the high place to the town.
但是撒母耳和扫罗就到房顶上面去说话。
And Samuel talked with Saul on the roof of his house.
为什么要到房顶上去说话呢
？Why talk on the top of the roof?
因为在那个地方有，隐私权。
Because there's some privacy up there.
然后第二天的早上黎明的时候呢，扫罗在房顶上面。
So they rose about daybreak, and Samuel called to Saul on the roof.
撒母耳就叫他说：“起来吧，我好送你回去。”扫罗就立刻起来，和撒母耳一同出去。
So get ready, I will send you on your way. And then Saul got ready, and Samuel went outside together.
然后他们两个人就走到这个城角，撒母耳对扫罗说：“你要吩咐你的仆人先走。
”So when they almost get out of the town. Samuel told Saul to let your servant go on ahead of us.
你且站在这个地方，等我将上帝的话传与你听。
But you stay here a while so that I may give you a message from God.
我们从这里看到一个图画，这位扫罗是那样的温柔顺服。
So we can see the picture about Saul. He's very gentle, very obedient.
当撒母耳说你上秋坛去，他就上秋坛去了。
So when Samuel told him to go up to the high places, he did.
撒母耳叫扫罗说：“你上去坐席。”他就坐席。
And then Samuel put him at the head of the table, and he did.
撒母耳说：“你吃祭肉。”他就吃祭肉。
And Samuel told him to eat the meat that laid in front of him, and he did.
撒母耳说上房顶，他就上房顶。
And Samuel asked him to get on the top of the roof, and Saul did.
撒母耳上面叫说从房顶上下来，他就下来。
And Saul, Samuel asked him to get down from the roof, and Saul did.
撒母耳说你站在这里，他就站在这里。
So he did whatever Samuel told him to do.
他真是一个温柔顺服的人。
He's really a person of full of gentleness and obedience.
这八个优点都在扫罗的身上。
So we can see all these eight virtues are all in Saul.
但是这个地方我们要看出有哪个地方不一样。
But see, we can see some differences here too.
其实我们在成长的过程中，我们事实上也常常尝试着在这八个点上，我们来自己自我的训练，能够希望能够达到这样的要求。
So as we are all growing up, and we're all trying to train ourselves to be able to do these eight things.
按我们的今天的讲法，就是这样的人就是今天的青年才俊。
So it's if such person is actually really outstanding person nowadays.
有这样的人，还有什么缺点呢？
So if you have all these eight characters, what else do you need?
光明的明天是为他们预备的。
And then the bright future is for him.
他缺少什么东西？
What is lacking?
我们再看这位撒母耳。
Let's look at Samuel.
他们两个若比较的时候，你会发现他们的区别在哪里呢？
If we compare those two persons, we'll see what the differences are.
扫罗缺少一件事情而已。
One thing Saul's lacking.
我们看扫罗，他有这么样多的优点呢。他在他的人生的道路上呢，其实他是过着一个受人引导的日子。
So, however, Saul has all these eight virtues, but throughout his life, he was guided and led by some other people.
他第一个引导受他爸爸的引导。
So his father told him what to do.
他爸爸丢了驴子，他爸爸说：“你去找驴子。”
So when the donkey was lost, his father sent him out to look for the donkeys.
所以他开出去了。
So he went outside.
那接下来受谁的引导呢？
And then after that,
他受驴子的引导。
The donkey was leading him.
驴子到哪里，他就到哪里。
So wherever the donkey goes, he followed them.
一村的一村的努力找，找不到。
One area after another area.
最后要受谁引导呢？
And then after that,
受他仆人的引导。
And then he was guided, led by the servant.
他说仆人跟他讲说这城里面好像有一个神人，我们可以去找他。
So the servant actually told him there's a seer in the town, let's go ask him.
受他仆人引导以后，下一步受谁的引导呢？
And then after that,
他们 上坡的时候呢，遇到什么？遇到来打水的女子们。
When they go up to the town, they run into some girls who will draw water.
所以他们下一步就受这个女子们的引导。
So the girls actually told him what to do.
最后找到撒母耳。
And finally found Samuel.
他要受撒母耳的引导。
And then Samuel will guide him.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们人生的道路，这个不是一个很清楚的写照吗？
So is this a picture of our life in the world?
我们努力的装备自己。
We're trying to equip ourselves.
但是我们人生走的路，其实走到哪里，我们都不知道。
But wherever we go, we don't know what the next step is.
别人给个点意见，做点参考，你就往一个方向走走看。
So somebody give you advice and suggest something, you'll go that direction.
走不通的时候，再看看还有谁可以给我引导，再走走看。
So when we reach a dead end, then we'll look for a different way.
虽然他有这么多的预备，自己的条件这么好。
However, he has such a good preparation and virtues.
但是我们来看撒母耳。
But let's look at Samuel.
撒母耳从小他就听耶和华的声音。
So ever since Samuel was little, he listened to the Lord.
他并不比其他的人更聪明。
He's not smarter than most people.
但是他听得到耶和华的声音。
But he can hear the voice of God.
他不仅能够听得到耶和华声音，他顺服耶和华的声音。
It's not only he can hear the voice of God, he is obedient.
所以这位上帝呢，更愿意的引导他。
So more so, God would like to lead him and guide him.
我们看见他在扫罗要进城的前一天，上帝就对撒母耳说话了。
So let's think, the day before Saul entered the town, God already talked to Samuel.
他说有一个人要从便雅悯地来到这里。
He told there's a man from Benjamin.
撒母耳对这位上帝 非常的单纯。
So Samuel and have a very simple relationship with God.
他没有问他叫什么名字，长什么样子。
He has never asked God what his name is.
因为他不需要知道。
Because he does not need to ask.
因为全能的神知道我怎么样引导这个人。
Because he believed the Almighty God know how to guide him.
所以他很简单的，他就是说顺服你，我就是顺服你。我只等候那个从便雅悯地来的人。
So simply, he's just be obedient and waiting for the man from Benjamin.
等到扫罗瞎猫子碰到死耗子是吧？瞎猫碰到死耗子啊，碰上的时候呢，神就在以扫罗走到他面前的时候呢，这时候神才说话，他就是。
So when actually the day when Saul ran into Samuel at that moment, God told Samuel.
这个关系美不美啊
？So is that a beautiful relationship?
这个就是讲到与上帝同行的单纯的美丽就在这里。
So this is a simple heart that walk with God.
你不需要担忧。
You don't have to worry.
你不要问很多的问题。
You don't have to ask a lot of questions.
你唯一需要的就是相信我。
All you need to do is believe him.
但是这个扫罗他已经千里迢迢这样转了几个弯几个弯这样拐来拐去的。
But look at Saul, he's been coming from a long way.
难道这个不是我们今天的图画吗？
So is that the picture of us nowadays?
你这一生的走的路径里面是不是很多的弯弯折折呢？
So do we take a lot of detours in our life?
闯闯荡荡受了许多的伤。
And then fighting and were hurt many times.
往往走过了以后呢，价值非常的有限。
And sometimes when we go through and look back, it's not really worth it.
你在外面的人看起来你是一个青年才俊。
So however other people think, oh, you're young and beautiful.
你有上面所写的这几个条件。
And you have all these characters.
让人家非常的羡慕。
And people will actually look upon you.
但是有了这些。缺少了认识这位耶和华的引导。
But even though you have all this, you don't have the understanding of God.
这一系列我们即将要讨论的就是这个人扫罗。
So this book we're going to talk about this man Saul.
这个人对基督徒来讲是非常重要的。
And it's a very important person in the Bible for us.
有的人常常问我说，这个圣经。怎么跟我联系上关系呢
？So some people ask me, how can I relate myself to the Bible?
我们要注意，上帝把一些的事情、把一些人摆在这里，不是在讲过去很遥远的历史啊。
So let's see, God put person in the book. It's not just a story that we're told.
上帝在讲你。
And God was talking to you.
上帝在讲我。
And God is talking to me.
我们在这些人的身上，你要看到你自己的影子在哪里。
So can we see ourselves through all the stories?
上帝在对你说话。
And God is talking to you.
上帝要指出你走的路应当怎么样走。
So God want to point out the way that you should take.
从整个的圣经的里面来看呢，这位扫罗呢，按照我们今天的这个时间来讲的话，是很重要的一个位置的。
So let's see, the Saul is actually very in a very important position.
我让大家许可，让我再多申诉今天主题外的一件事情。
So allow me to extend our territory today.
当一个人接受了耶稣基督
，When a person received God,
一个新的生命就进他那里面来了。
A new life has started.
这个时候，他的里面就有两个生命了。
And now inside him there are two lives.
一个叫做老的生命，叫老我。
One is old self.
但是还有一个生命叫新的生命，那是基督的生命，他进来了。
And the other is a new life, which is the life of Jesus.
如果你是过一个正常基督徒的生活的话，这个新人的生命呢，会开始在里面产生一些作用的。
If you're living a normal Christian life, the new life will start growing inside of you.
你就开始会经验到一件事情，就发现我里面好像有很多的冲突跟矛盾。
And then you will start to realize there are a lot of conflict inside of me.
两个在那边对抗。
Oh, those two men are actually fighting.
所以一个基督徒，他信耶稣的时候，他结束了外面世界的风暴。
So when people receive Jesus, you can see the outside storm.
但是这个时候，里面的风暴就开始进行了。
But actually the storm started from within.
外面的风暴结束了。
So when the storm from outside ended,
但是一个基督徒你就开始经验到里面就开始产生风暴在里面。
But the storm has switched from outside to inside.
为什么？因为新人跟旧人在那里两个人没有办法好好的相处。
Because the new self and old self cannot coexist.
这个是一个正常基督徒的生活。
And this is very normal.
基督徒刚蒙恩得救是很喜乐的。
So when we just saved, we're full of joy.
但是过不了不多久，他就开始灰头土脸了。
But after a while, we are discouraged.
过去那种快乐好像不太容易回来的。
And then the happiness in the past is really hard to find now.
因为里面有征战。
Because there's battle within us.
不是很平静的日子。
No longer peaceful.
这个新的生命就是这位耶稣基督呢，你唯一方法就让他长大的话，就是你要去读圣经，要去祷告，要去侍奉。
So in order to this new life to grow up, you need to read your Bible to serve other people.
这个新人才能够强大。
And then the new person will grow strong.
他才有办法对抗那个老我，那个很强壮的老我。
And he'll have the ability to fight against with the old self, which is very strong.
如果你没有读经、祷告、侍奉的时候呢，这个新人事实上是很微小的。
So if you don't read, don't serve, and then your new self is really small.
那个老我就在里面还是控制着。
And then the old self is strong and still in charge.
所以你就不会感觉很大的痛苦。
So you can't feel too much pain.
你还是照样过你其实你以前的日子。
And you still live on the life that you had before.
跟你很亲近的人看不出你有什么变化的。
And then the people around you cannot tell the difference between now and before.
你就说我要老样子嘛。
So you're still the old self.
但是你如果认真的时候，让这个新的生命成长的时候，你就发现越成长的时候，这个老我越明显会表现出来。
So, but as the new life grows, you can realize the old life.
好，我要再把重点放在这个老我。
So I want to emphasize on the old self.
这个老我的里面有两个部分。
So there are two parts in the old self.
我暂时用这样的分法，一个叫做坏的老我。
So that's separated just in this way for now. It's bad old self.
还有一个是好的老我。
And there is a good old self.
当你一信耶稣的时候呢，那个坏的老我马上就暴露了。
So when you believe in Jesus, the old bad self suddenly appeared.
如果你享受过耶稣的恩典的话，你对付那个坏的老我很快你可以对付的。
So if you have experienced the grace of God and you have ways to deal with that old self,
最难对付的就是那个好的老我。
The hard thing to do is to deal with the good old self.
那个好的老我就有这几个条件。
So the good old self have all these characters.
为什么上帝把扫罗放在这里？
And why God put Saul in the Bible?
因为我们的里面就是有这个好的老我。
Because the same thing, we have those good old self.
一套一套的可以在人面前摆得出来的东西。
And all these good things that we can show other people.
这个 好的老我最大的问题就是他没有办法听到耶和华的声音。
So the problem of this old good self is it cannot hear the voice of God.
他不会顺服上帝的引导。
Cannot follow the guidance of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们从今天起往后走的要看这位扫罗。
So let's look at Saul.
来聚会的时候不要带着一个心情说我很好啊。
So when we gather together, don't have the attitude that I'm good.
来聚会的时候要带着一个战惊的心情。
But be full of fear and tremble.
上帝要光照你。
And God lights shine on you.
看见你里面的扫罗在哪里。
And then find where is the Saul that inside of you.
让我们回转到他的面前来。
Let us turn around to him.
否则的话你会看见今天看到的扫罗再过一些的年日你看到你根本分辨不出来他怎么会堕落到这么可悲的地步呢
So if we don't do that, it's hard to understand after a few years, how can Saul become in such a poor position?
要听上帝的话你要听得到他的声音你必须谦卑下来
In order to listen to the word of God, you have to be humble.
这个时候你就很容易注意到他指着你一点一点的指出来
And then you'll realize that God has pointed out one thing after another about you.
上帝把扫罗的下场很明白地呈现在诸位面前。
So God already tell us the ending of Saul.
会落到实在没有办法想象的悲惨的地步。
And it's very sad.
就是因为他听不见神的引导。
It's because he cannot follow the guidance of God.
他走那个好的老我的道路。
And he was walking in the way of the good old self.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
你认识我们胜过我们认识自己
You know us better than what we know about ourselves.
给我们一个谦卑的心
Please give us a humble heart.
能够借着你的话认识你也认识我们自己
So we can know you and know about ourselves through your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.